senses. From your tasting lips, you see the honey belly drips. Your confection, goodness knows, you're my honeysuckle rose.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, straight from the University of Beautiful British Columbia. My name is Alex Tsuchijima, and you're going to be listening to Karasu right now. And I'll be playing Ue o Muite Aruko, which is a Sakamoto Kyu song, but it'll be a punk cover version by Sugar Lunch. Please check it out.
Ue o Muite Aruko, 涙がこぼれ思い出す春の日、一人ぼっちの夜、上を向いて歩こう、滲んだ星を数えて、思い出す夏の日、一人ぼっちの夜、幸せは雲の上に、幸せは空の上を向いて歩こう、涙がこぼれないように泣きながら歩く、一人ぼっちの夜、yeah! 思い出す秋の日、一人ぼっちの夜、悲しみは星の影に、悲しみは月の影に、上を向いて歩こう、涙がこぼれないように、泣きながら歩く、一人ぼっちの夜、泣きながら歩く、一人ぼっちの夜、一人ぼっちの夜。
And that was Sugar Lunch performing Sukiyaki. That would be the English name of the track. In Japanese, it's Ue o Muite Aruko, original song by Sakamoto Kyu. This is Karasu, and it is a 90-minute program where I get to play Japanese independent music. At times, I will be playing some mainstream pop whenever I feel like it, but for the majority of the program, I play a lot of indie rock, indie punk, indie hip-hop, whatever comes up to mind through my research on the beautiful thing called the internet, and through my friends and families in Japan and in Canada, I find some new materials for your ears. So I hope you guys will be enjoying it for the next little while. I will be playing some Ginnam Boys and maybe some Yura Yura Teikoku up next. Just before I forget, what was it? Gunhei Fat Choi? It's a happy Chinese New Year yesterday. It is the year of the pig, so don't eat too much and get really fat. It's actually more of the year of prosperity and fortune, so don't spend too much on the food. I heard that it is a good time to invest as well, but then again, I'm not a financial advisor. I am an individual with a fine arts degree, so please don't listen to me, but I think it's going to be a wonderful 2007. I just read a little bit about the Georgia Strait, and there was this, they did an exclusive on Chinese New Year as well. It's a great read. Please pick up the newspaper. But there was this one article that kind of bugged me a bit. One of the reporters wrote an article suggesting that Asian artists will be having some difficulty making it into mainstream North American media. That's when I say media, I guess it would be a music business. He did make some references that there are some like so-called cult hits, such as Cornelius, Suki Nui, Pizzicato 5, Puffy. But he says that most of these bands or other mainstream Japanese bands from Japan are only, say, borrowing certain genres such as rock and punk and hip-hop, rap, etc., 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 that are not original based on their Eastern Asian cultural roots, which I think is a little odd in a way because it's really difficult to make it into a genre, a universal genre called pop, without having to make any references to a lot of Western sounds. I think it, not to mention Japan is greatly influenced by American culture as well. So I do agree on the reporter's references on like bubbly, maybe Harajuku Madonnas and some samurai rappers. But I have to say, you know, music is a universal language, so it doesn't. They don't have to use, you know, shamisen or taiko to make it sound more authentically Japanese in the first place. And, you know, do we have to make it sound, you know, with traditional instruments anyways? I personally think that, you know, that I think every indie artist, whether they're Japanese, Canadian, American, or wherever they are from, I think they're just contributing a lot to whatever genre music that they are playing. So I hope for the listeners as well, you guys agree with me. And I hope that you guys will be enjoying the music for the next little while, where the next following bands I will play are also taking the J indie rock and punk music scene to a different level or in a different direction. So I think that'll be one of my goals, I guess. Yeah, I guess that'll be my goal for my radio show, where I want to basically share what Japanese artists have to offer in music that, according to a reporter, is saying so-called, I guess, borrowed. But I think I kind of disagree in that one. Well, anyways, you could probably find out by reading more of the newspaper, and maybe give me your opinion as well. You can give me a call, 604-822-CITR. That's 822-2487. And anyways, I'll be playing some punk music. I love punk, I have to say. And this band is called Gingnam Boys, and it's called School Kill. And I'll follow it up with some Yura Yura Teikoku. I'll give you a little bit more information on these two bands as well, most notably on the Gingnam Boys, which is coming up right now. This is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Kimi no koto ga daisuki da kara. ことが大好きだから僕は歌うよ。音楽の時間君が吹く歌で無理に僕は変身するのさ。休み時間に君にちょっかいをかけるサッカー部のあの野郎ぶん殴ってやりたいのさ。僕はストーカーなんかじゃないよ。その辺の奴らと一緒にしないでくれよ。僕は君が本気で好きなんだ。クリームを一緒に食べたいだけ。悲しい事件や争い事が世の中いっぱいあるけど、君がそばにいてくれたらもう平和なのさ。悲しい事件や争い事が世の中いっぱいあるけど、君がそばにいてくれたらもう平和なのさ。
こんな感じです。
はい。
Hey, this is Steve Nash. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds.
Slide.
That was Yura Yura Teikoku performing their song called Yakousei no Ikemono Sanpiki. I guess I would roughly translate that. You might want to get your electronic Denshi Jisho, electronic dictionary, to find the specific translation for it. But it actually means night creatures, or three night creatures. And before that, I had the Ginnan Boys' School Kill. I highly recommend for you to find their music videos. I think one of the videos called Enjo Kosai. It shows their live footages of all the performances that they've done throughout Japan. And I have to say, the singer dresses like Iggy Pop. I have to say, it's quite amazing. And they just perform so energetically and so wild. I see that. How come they weren't born back in the late 70s or the time when the punk just exploded into the music scene? Because they just drop kick each other, headbutt each other. Obviously, they do crowd surfing as well. They trash their instruments like they're just like useless toys. It's just ridiculous. And one of the part of the music video that I get a kick at is when one of the band members accidentally lights his afro on fire when he's trying to light his cigarette. So I think that's quite hilarious. Again, it's Ginnan Boys. That's the music video that I was talking about. You should probably Google it up. Check it out. I'm still a little bitter about the article that was written in the Georgia Strait that Asian artists could not really make it onto the mainstream, or North American mainstream, at least with just J-pop music itself. And the only way, according to this report, is suggesting is to use Japanese instruments, which I guess it can be true, but I don't think that's personally that's necessarily the case. I think many artists with their cultural background and a music background can take any genre, no matter whether it is taken from another culture or not, can just take the whole music in a different direction. That's my argument. And in his tone, it sounds like you have to be successful and get your name out universally in order to make culturally oriented music. And I think that's a little odd, or maybe I'm just misinterpreting it in some ways. But pick up the Georgia Street newspaper and look for the article talking about how Asians are aping around in the major music scene. So I don't know. Otherwise, I think it's a pretty great read. So please check it out. I really love that newspaper. By the way, support free newspaper. I will be playing up next. How about some Polyzix? Yeah, this one is from the album, the latest one, The Time Is Now. And it's called Kolia Kanth is Android. And I'll follow it up with Schoolgirl 69. And you may find their sound quite similar to the Polyzix, but it is a little more rock rather than the wild electronica of the signature sound of the Polyzix. So hope you guys will be enjoying that right now. Again, this is Polyzix on CITR 101.9 FM. Let's go.
表現したのが大と今でも一人のセセーション大人じゃなれない人はさ Shirakasu's Android 想像しがちの Android Shirakasu's Android 人目を気にする Android Shirakasu's Android 暴走しがちの Android Shirakasu's Android 温水育ちの Android AY
Schoolgirl69 with the song School Information. It's a new wave version. Before that, I had the Polyzics just playing it wild style. And the song is called Korean Canth is Android. And both of them, they sound quite similar, but as you can hear, I think Polyzics more has a wilder electronica style.Incorporated into their music as well. Well, I had a lot of music that are quite energetic, upbeat, punk, and maybe I'll just add some Japanese funk right now. Before that, I want to talk about some curious story about Japan planning to ban beef imports.Once again, for one particular company. Well, Japan will be suspending beef imports from a U.S. processing plant after they found some meat in a shipment that may violate the regulations imposed for the mad cow concerns. The government mentioned this last Friday, and inspectors of the port of Yokohama found two boxes of rib meat sent by the U.S. agricultural giant Tyson Food Incorporated. But this was not recorded in the shipping documents. So they are speculating that A, maybe it was accidental, or B, maybe they're trying to send something that they don't want. And since they don't have the records for it, right now they're just halting any trades off with the major company. And in the meantime, they're just basically checking the 9 tons of frozen beef in that cargo. I hope the Canadian beef will be okay, right? I know U.S. companies, they got slapped on the wrist twice for sending beef to Japan that had a mad cow disease to it. I hope it's not the thrice time. I hope there's nothing wrong with the beef. Maybe there was like a misprint in the documents, but who knows? I hope it is safe beef, right? I'm just glad that I'm able to taste the nice, juicy Alberta beef from my house. But maybe I should call that Japanese company to send some of those 9 tons of beef over so I could just have them every day. I just have to check my account, though. Maybe checkings might be better than savings. Who knows? Anyways, I will be playing... Okay, that wasn't funny. So anyways, I'll be playing a band named Scooby-Doo. has nothing to do with the cartoon, but they play some great funk. The song is called A Beautiful Life, and it may be a little more poppy from compared to what we have heard previously, but I think you guys will enjoy it. This is CITR 101.9 FM. The show is called Karasu.
This is Mickey Fitz from The Business. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Keep the faith.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, of course. And the show is called Karasu. If you just tuned in, my name is Alex Ishijima, and this is a show where I get to play a lot of Japanese music, of course, straight from Japan. And I play a lot of like indie rock, indie punk. I think that's the theme of the show for tonight. But every end of the month, I also like to do some features on... bands or prominent Japanese artists that I would like to focus on and play. I haven't decided what I'm going to be playing next week, but I think it'd be a good one. Perhaps, stay tuned. Maybe I'll announce it later once I decide as well. If you have any questions or perhaps some requests. I will do my best. As long as the CITR library carries it, we'll be playing it. If you have any requests, give me a shout. 604-822-CITR. That's 822-2487. And if you want to let me know how I am doing in the show, you can also email me as well. It is to my Gmail account, japanindie@gmail.com. That's japanindie@gmail.com. And any comment is great, whether you like it or not. That's fine. As long as I know what you guys think about it, I'll try and make this show better every time I hop into the studio. So hey, yeah, send me an email. I will greatly appreciate what you have on your mind. Up next, I will be playing some spangle called Lily Line. It's gonna be a little change in the type of music. I had a lot of rock, but I'm gonna be playing a little more something that's, I guess it's called downtempo. I think that's the name of the genre for it. Spangle called Little Line, this band, they came up from the Shimokitazawa district, somewhere nearby Tokyo. And as well, Shimokitazawa is also a well-known hotspot for indie rock action. As I mentioned, again, it is downtempo music. They're very relaxed and at times can be very heavily electronic. They, however, describe their own music as post-rock, and they may be considered or comparable to bands such as, I guess, I was about to say Sonic Youth, but I don't think so. I think a lot of writers think of it quite differently. But their lyrics are not in the typical orthodox of the verse in the chorus. It's more free-flowing, however it matches very well with the light melodical sound. You may consider their music quite spacey, but with the wispy vocals by Otsuba Kana, I think the overall sound is quite soothing and sensational. That may be suitable for a relaxing atmosphere. Most of the creative works was done in by the drummer of the name of Kabasawa, who joined the band just before 2000. So their music can be quite consistent in their self-titled debut album and their next two albums. But during the studio work, they had a lot of conflicts in their creativity, and it also even led to a mental breakdown from the vocalist, Otsuba Kana's. 2003, the drummer decided to depart from the band, and that was a major blow, but the creativity went in a new direction. The band decided to experiment with R&B, soul, and even Motown with their down-tempo music. And the drummer didn't really favor those styles, but hey, the drummer's now gone, so hey, why not? Let's just throw a wrench into the gears and see what happens. As a result, they released two albums in 2005. One is called Trace. I'm going to be playing one song from that album. And you could hear how they're experimental with a lot of the percussions. And you may hear some jazz elements as well as R&B kind of style in their music as well. But right after I play that song, I will be playing from another album that they released in the same year called For Installation, which still maintains their band's classical style. So this will be an opportunity for you to compare how creative, their vast creativity is so wide in this band called Spangle Call Lily Line. And I hope you guys enjoy their wide, I guess, flexibility in their music creation. So anyways, I will be playing, again, Spangle Call Lily Line. The first song is called RGB. And then after that, I will be playing Within ZZOO. I hope you guys will like the comparison. And hey, let me know what you think about this band. This is Spangle Call Lily Line on 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I'm dying. I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
That was Spangle Call Lily Line, and I hope you guys are able to check out comparable differences between their two albums that were released, both released back in 2005. The song you just heard was called Within ZZ/OO, and I guess you could hear more of the indie rock kind of style, more of the down-tempo kind of music compared to the previous song called RGB. This song was called from the album Tracer. And you can hear more of a, I guess, more of a mainstream pop. You can hear some elements of jazz and Motown and R&B that I mentioned earlier. Maybe a little funk, perhaps. But it's more of perhaps mainstream music that maybe if they were to go major, if they were considering it, that perhaps maybe that song would have been one of their fine choices. But, of course, they want to stay low-key and still have their artistic creativity in their music, and I'm glad that they're staying doing that. Just to let you know that For Installation, that's the name of the album of the band's song where they have Within ZZ/OO. It's actually an outtakes album, so you actually had the opportunity to hear some of the outtakes from that band. Great stuff. Let me just do some public service announcements. I think it is a fine, jolly good time to do so. Let me just put up some background music by the Bloodthirsty Butchers. Love the band. I'll play more of them next time if you ever check them out. First off, the Fire Arts Center presents Banana Boys by Leon Alreras, based on the novel by Terry Wu. This show is going to be going on from February 28th to March 17th. It is about a show on Asian Canadians with love for beer, hockey, and video games, with the frustrations of being stereotyped in the mainstream media. And the Banana Boys really captures what it means to be, quote, the yellow guy in the great white north. I think it's going to be a fun show, especially when you could relate yourself as an Asian Canadian. I think it'd be a lot of fun. Great show. And the tickets and information, you can call the box office at 604-689-0961, or you can go to the website www.firehallartscenter.ca. Moving on, there's also Vancouver's Chibi Taiko presenting The Taiko Project, which came coming all the way from Los Angeles, I believe, and they're going to be playing at the Centennial Theatre on March 18th. And this is a Canadian premiere of the regeneration of the Taiko performances with their multimedia theatrical production that blends Taiko with storytelling, spoken word, music, hip-hop choreography, video, as well as dance. I think it'd be an amazing show to check out if you have some time in March. This is again on March 18th. If you want to get some tickets or for some more information, you can call the Centennial Theatre box office at 604-984-4484. And one more thing. This isn't more of an event, but it's actually a contest that's coming up. It's the 2007 Alcan Dragon Boat Festival. And they're pleased to announce the festival image competition for this Dragon Boat racing. So the winning image will be incorporated into the festival's promotional materials, such as posters, programs, advertisements, and billboards. So if you are a starving artist that wants to get their name out for commercial design, or any, as long if you want to be famous temporarily, get your 15 minutes of local fame, maybe this will be a great opportunity for you. The art can be in any form. It can be an illustration, painting, a photograph, as long as it looks great. And of course, there's amazing prizes to be won. If you want to get more information or entry forms and submission rules, deadlines, as well as what the prize is, it's great. I have to let you know about that, but maybe you should find out for yourself by going to the website www.adbf.ca/contest. That's www.adbf.ca/contest. And you can even find more information by leaving a message under voicemail. They should reply back to you. You can call them at 604-688-2382. And if you ever need to ask me again about the contest or perhaps the information about Banana Boy, you can check out the podcasting. I am recording this show. I always record my shows unless it's terrible. No, I think they're all okay. And you can go to the website www.citr.ca. And if you haven't heard of, you can actually listen to the podcasting of not only my show, but all the other programs that are available at CITR. And they're all wonderful shows. You just have the time to sit back, relax, and listen to each of the talented volunteers and individuals that get to talk on the mic. I am not one of them, I still have to say. I really stumble on my words, but if you like to enjoy my show or the other people's show, you should, again, check out the CITR website for the podcasting as well. Okay, so, well, that's it for my public service announcement. So let me see what I should play next. How about some Guitar Wolf? Yeah, let's get some punk, heavy garage stuff back in there. The song is called Midnight Blood Pump, and I'll follow it up with some Lintoshite Shigure. I'll talk about the band again one more time if you want to find more of their music wherever you buy your international or world records. But anyways, enough of my rambling in Nihongo or in Eigo. This is Guitar Wolf, and I'll be playing it right now on the air. And if you forgot again, this is CITR. We'll be right back. That was Shin Toshite Shigure. Sorry, it's Lin Toshite Shigure. I kind of got a little confused right there, but great music nonetheless. And that was, song was called Kankaku UFO, the sensation of a unidentified flying object, UFO. So I hope that the twin vocals and the quite piercing, especially from the male vocalist, but that's their fast-paced signature sound that is blended in very well with the high-pitched, I don't know if it's a falsetto, but it's quite high up there. It might shatter the glass if you have turned up your radio, whether in your car or if you have a really nice sound system. Hope you didn't shatter all of your crystal kitchenwares. Right. Anyways, before that, I had Guitar Wolf, and that song is called Midnight Blood Pump. I always love listening to that band. I have around 20 minutes into the program. If you have listened straight from the beginning of my show, thank you very much for listening. Just want to remind you guys that Gavin Walker will be taking over at 9 o'clock. He has a show called The Jazz Show. You can probably guess what he plays on that program. Nothing other than jazz, and a great selection of it. And he always does a feature on one artist around 11 o'clock as well. So if you ever need to hit the sack, take a nap, or you have some zangyo work left over. Zangyo means kind of like overtime work, but you could probably tune in from 11 o'clock and learn a thing or two about jazz as well. So again, that's The Jazz Show, hosted by Gavin Walker. Starts at 9 o'clock, right after my program. My name is Alex Tsuchijima. Let me just play some, how about some Zazen Boys? If you don't know who they are, let me just share some general information about this band. Well, Zazen Boys was started off by Mukai Shutoku. If you don't know this name, maybe you should jot it down. He is a well-known prominent figure in the Japanese indie scene. He actually first came out in a Behemoth cult band, an excellent band called Number Girl. I have played this band on the air several times, so please check out my previous recordings on podcasting. And he really took this band Number Girl to the top of the Japan indie rock scene. But unfortunately, after the bassist left the Number Girl band, they decided to break up entirely in 2002. Many fans thought this was the end of Mukai Shutoku, but no, he came back, and perhaps it was more of a beginning than an end for his independent music career. What did he do after the breakup? Well, he made his own studio called the Matsuri Studio in his own basement, where he practiced playing with an ex-Number Girl drummer, Ahito Inazawa. He played a lot of acoustic solo shows while he was working at the studio, but this led to a collaboration with a Fukuoka band called Panic Smile, and as well as a jazz veteran, Kikuchi Naruyoshi. The experiences playing with these two artists and bands led to the inspiration to form the band called Zazen Boys, which I'll be playing next. It'll be quite interesting to hear how he has changed from the Number Girl rock orthodox style. You can still hear his wailing and screaming that he is well known for in his vocals, which some people say he probably has not practiced at all in the studio, or not to mention have any singing teacher, but it's raw. I really like it. It's really good stuff. And in the next song I'm going to be playing next, it's called Metal Fiction. You can really clearly hear his voice, quite playful, and it sounds like it's improvising as well. And the instruments are just perhaps also doing some freestyle improvisation too. They just play all over the place rhythmically. It's quite different. I think you guys will like it. The song will be starting off with him singing in silence, and then it'll be like a dialogue between like some instant two beat jam with the instrument, and then he sings. It quite reminds me of how traditional Japanese artists such as like Noh Kabuki performers wail in their voice. So perhaps that may be some Japanese cultural influence based on their own background, but it is quite experimental and very fun to listen to. I think you guys will have a great time listening to this next track. Again, it is the Zen Boys, and the song is called Metal Fiction. Hope you guys like it, and this is 101.9 FM CITR.
Toru Donkara Kanka. Gata gata kishimu sound. Mimi o sumasete nigawarai. No shigarami funuguri hazushi rashi sarashite itte mitai monne onto mo tak nakun ja nai yo koppa no ko. Harande kurikaeshi ka gorema zakkuri zakkuri.
Congratulations, här. Du lyssnar på CITR 109.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
got some 54 Nude Honeys right there with the song called Lost in the Forest. Oh, my mistake. Sorry about that. It's a Lost in the Forest. And it's a very rare track for the three-piece all-girls Japanese band to make it all instrumental. Usually they like to wail and do a lot of screaming. The sound is quite similar, in my opinion, to 5678's. The major difference, 5678's was in a Tarantino movie. Kill Bill, of course, right? This is CITR 101.9. Before I had the 54 Nude Honeys, I had Za Zen Boys with their song Metal Fiction. It was just going all over the place. Oh man, I would love to see the music score for that track. Unless they just made it up in their minds and had a different track every time. But who knows? I really love the band as well. So I got 10 minutes left. It is running out. I just want to give you this interesting news for today in Japan. In Osaka, a woman was accidentally fell right onto the railway tracks, but fortunately the train stopped 20 meters away from the woman who accidentally dropped and landed on the railway line. What happened? Well, she was too busy emailing and text messaging on her mobile phone. What happened? She wasn't paying attention that there wasn't any train available for her to walk into. She bumped into another commuter while she was text messaging her friend, I guess, and she fell onto the subway tracks. A station worker immediately jumped down to pick up the 25-year-old from the railway, and fortunately, she didn't get run over by the vehicle. But as a result, four trains were delayed while 4,500 passengers had to wait until everything was restored and resolved from the sudden accident. So, hey, at least she didn't get ran over, but she may have a mob following her because they missed their shift at work. So if you have a cell phone, make sure you are looking where you're driving or walking around before you make a phone call or make a text message. All right, I know it's easier said than done. I think a lot of people are comfortable talking on the cell phones and driving, but hey, better safe than sorry, right? The next band I'm going to be playing is Condor 44. This band was formed in August 98. Started off when two of the band members met up in college. They worked very hard on their demo and they released it back in early 2000. Caught a lot of attention of many fans, which led to their first full album called 00203. This band is quite similar to the sounds of Yola Tengo as well as Sonic Youth, although they say they do not listen to those bands at all, and they don't think that they are similar to those two bands that I just mentioned. Ironically, on the website, the webmaster says that they do. So I don't know who's telling the truth. So they have a quite minimalist style, I have to say. And it's completed. The style is very well made when Sasaki and Ishida's vocal trade-offs and their dreamy melodies are made. And they're even comparable to Supercar as well. Their beats are quite psychedelic and unpredictable. And you can hear it right now. This was from their latest album, Goodbye 44 Music, which was released last month, January 2007. I think you guys will have a nice earful, and when you come back, hopefully I'll be having the time to play one more song. But anyways, this is Condor 44. Song is called OFG, and this is 101.9. Please enjoy yourselves. under 44 was playing a song called OFG. Please don't ask me what it stands for, because I have no friggin' clue. But I do know this. They chose the name Condor because they wanted a name that has sort of like a hovering sound, which hopefully will be reflected in their music as well. As for the number 44, well, according to them, it just sounds very nice. Just like for numbers as 41 and plus 44 and 182, you know, those bands, right? But anyways, hope you guys liked it. That was Condor 44. And my time is up. Thank you very much for listening. And hope you guys will be tuning in next week. I'm always on Mondays from 7:30 p.m. And hopefully I'll have a featured artist that I'll be playing.